morning, open the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue. Happy President's Day. We just have one bill up, 549, which sets the procedures for a special election regarding SJR 3, which we passed out of committee on Thursday. With that, I will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 549, and Paul, I think the dash three amendments are on the table, I hope, and in front of us.
Mr. Chair, yeah, the dash three amendments are the bill, and what this does is conform to what you approved last Thursday in SJR 3, and it sets a, in Section 2, it sets a special election date of May 15th, 2007, and it does lay out the ballot title, the financial impact statement, and the explanatory statement. You can see the ballot title there starts on line 18 of page 1 on a yes vote, and then a no vote on page 2, line 1. The financial impact statement is on starts on really on page 3. Is that what the financial impact is? And of course, there's all the notwithstanding language because we're not following the set procedure for initiatives. The explanatory statement appears on page 4. You can see there's a lot of reference in the explanatory statement to Senate Bill 48. That you approved also on Thursday, laying out the rainy day savings account, what the triggers are for getting that account, what the characteristics of the account are, the 10% cap and so forth are laid out. Keep in mind that Senate Bill 48 is contingent on SJR 3. It would not take effect if SJR 3 is not approved in this special election. The only thing that's missing in the amendments is in Section 10. There is an appropriation required to the Secretary of State for carrying out the special election. You can see on line 14 there's a blank amount, and it's for that reason that the bill has a subsequent to the Ways and Means Committee.
Questions for Mr. Warner? So this bill just needs to go to Ways and Means for them to fill in the blank for line 14 of page 7, the amount to schedule. We don't have anyone signed up to testify. Welcome to folks who are at the Capitol. Would you like to testify, ma'am?
I would like to ask a question, if I could.
Well, you are more than welcome to come up on President's Day and
it's probably logistical, but I need to ask of Mr. Warner.
Sure. And the only thing we require is just to get your name and
yes.
Your residence, just the city.
I'm Kathy Eaton from Eugene, legislative revenue coordinator for the League of Women Voters. You're talking about Measure 48. It talks about Measure 49 in this. What's the difference between 48 and 49?
If I misspoke, if I'm referring to Measure 48, I may still have that on the brain from last election cycle. Senate Bill 48. Senate Bill 48 was approved.
No, I know about that, but on pages 4 and 5, it's talking about Measure 49.
Measure 49 is
that,
the measure.
Is that the ballot measure number?
Yes.
That's what I wanted clarification about. It's ballot measure 49.
This will become ballot measure 49
okay.
If approved by the legislature.
Good.
Yes.
That was the confusion.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Missy. Anyone else questions on or comments on Senate Bill 549? It is just scheduling the special May election. We will hope to send this down to Ways and Means. Not seeing anyone that would like to. Close the public hearing and... are you okay?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And open a work session on Senate Bill 549.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Senator Monroe.
Yeah, let's do it right this time. I would move Senate Bill 549 be sent to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Interestingly, we still need to adopt the dash three.
No,
so I think
no,
I'm...
No,
you,
oh, okay.
You're supposed to move the bill first, then you amend it. Then you send it.
Well, I don't know if we've ever done that, Ben.
That's what the parliamentary rules say.
Oh. Interesting.
You have to have the bill before you. It has to be before the committee before you can amend it. So I'm just placing it before the committee, and then we will amend it, and then we will send it.
I've just never done it, but I'm happy.
Well,
so, Paul, are you
professor on your committee? That's
can you nod said. And say that we're not going to run? It's fine to adopt. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Mr. Chair. We've always adopted amendments to a bill when the bill is before you as in your work session, and then adopted amendments to that bill.
But it's not before you until you move it.
Well, it's before you as soon as you open a work session and on the.
So, Senator Monroe, if we could just adopt, just since we've got this time and true practice of adopting the amendments, then adopting the bill.
Okay, well, then I would move Senate Bill 549 with the dash three amendments to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Don't we need?
We need approval of the amendment.
Yeah, so the motion I'm looking for on this one is just to adopt the dash three, and we will have a constitutional, you know, get Judy Hall and Ramona. And
I'll have a chat with you later.
if we could just adopt the dash threes, just so we stick with...
Mr. Chairman, I'd want to...
You can't amend something that's not before you.
I know. Be calm. We're going to do
right.
it.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to reckon...
Yes.
Do we need to take those motions off the table?
That's true.
He can amend his motion.
Yeah.
Senator Monroe can amend his motion.
Recognize Senator Monroe.
Okay. I will move that we amend Senate Bill 549, which is not before us, with the dash three amendments.
Stubbornness on... So Senator Monroe has very reluctantly, extremely reluctantly, moved the dash three amendments to Senate Bill 549. Discussion on that motion. Objections to that motion. So ordered.
Now move it down to Ways and Means.
Senator Monroe has now moved Senate Bill 549 as amended down to the Ways and Means Committee. Any discussion?
With a due pass recommendation.
With a due pass recommendation. Yes, Senator Starr.
I'm gonna vote no on the motion. Primarily, well, for a couple of reasons. One is I opposed SGR 3. And number two is I've just gotten these, and it's more than just setting an election. You're basically outlining the arguments for the measure with the pros and cons. And so I, without having a lot more time and ability to kind of go through this, I'm just not comfortable saying yes to this right now. But
that's right. Thank you. We are... again, just moving these down to Ways and Means, and obviously
I understand
we'll get
that, but that's problematic in and of itself.
We'll get a second bite at, or at least a floor vote. Other discussion or thoughts? Barbara, can you please call the roll?
Senator Burdick.
Excused.
Senator
Gior. Aye.
Senator Monroe.
Aye.
Senator Starr.
No.
Votes yes. The motion carries. The bill will go down to Ways and Means, and we are completed. Our next meeting will be Wednesday at 8:45. No meeting tomorrow. Thank you very much for coming, and see you on Wednesday. We stand adjourned.
You sent that to everybody.
I know.
road meeting.
Oh,